Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Pei Vav, Gittin 86b, pagination is 172, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 12 lines up. The Mishnah states, Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavin. Two people sent two identical gittin. It so happens that the name of the husband in both cases, and the name of the wives in both cases, and the name of the places in both cases, and the name of the date in both cases, everything was the same. And they sent these two gittin, and they got mixed up. The messenger doesn't remember or can't identify which get was written for this couple to divorce and which get was written for the other couple to divorce, so he doesn't know how to administer the gittin. V'nisarvu, because they got mixed up. Nosem shneyem lezu u'shneyem lezu. He can give both of them to one woman, and then he takes them back when she's ready, and he gives the both of them to the other woman, and like this, he knows for sure that at least the correct get was given to her, and at least the correct get was given to the other one. Lefikach, therefore, avad echad mehen, if one of them gets lost, harehe sheni batal, the second one cannot be relied on, because to whichever woman you're going to give it, it's not going to be clear if she will indeed be migureshes. So that's the first case where two gittin got mixed up, and the Mishnah recommends that to cover your basis, you should give them both to each of them. The Mishnah continues. Chamisha shekosvu klal besocha geit. Five men wanted to divorce their wives, and they wrote up the get in a way that joined, it merged the divorces into one document. They may have come and were waiting online by the sofa to write the get. And in a moment of genius, I guess, he decided to save them time and money, and he merged the text of the get to be able to help all five of them at once. As follows. Ish Poloni Migarish Polonis. Mr. So-and-so is divorcing his wife so-and-so. U Poloni Polonis. And the next man, his wife, v'ha'edim al-mato, and the edim sign at the bottom, at the conclusion of this grand text, kulan ksherim, the Mishnah says it's going to be kosher, v'yinosin l'chol achas v'achas, you'll simply have to administer the get to each one of the women, and her get will take effect based on the fact that this text does include her. However, Hayakosef Tofes L'Chalechad Ve'echad, if the way the sofer did it was that he wrote the full text on behalf of each one after another, V'ha'edim Elmata, and the Edim signed at the end of the last get, it's all one paper, but it has separate gittin. They're not merged into one get. Esho ha'edim nikun imo kosher. The one that is last, that's the one that the witnesses would be read together with it. It flows. That's the one that's going to be kosher. And if that woman has the get, she can claim a divorce. The other women, however, if they're holding on to such a get, they cannot claim to be reliably divorced. It would be suffik migureshes, because we're unsure if the witnesses were signing on everything or they were only signing on the end of this document, because these are normally different documents. And therefore, the Mishnah says, nikren imo kasher, the one that it's read with, is going to be kosher, but as the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Kuf Lamed Se'if Tes, im haisa hamegila yotze mitachas yad achas min harishonos, if this document would be in the hands of one of those women identified earlier in the get, hareza safek migurashas, it would be a doubt, it would be unclear to us if indeed the get works for her. Now, regarding the first case mentioned in the Mishnah, which was the case where the two gittin got mixed up, and we told you to give both gittin to each woman, and that'll work. The Gilyan HaShas makes reference to the words of the Shagas Aryeh in Rosh Hashanah, who poses an interesting question based on a Tosfos Sota Yud Ches. Tosfos in Sota Yud Ches maintains that there is a rule based on the pasuk, because of los sefer kirisus, that the husband should write for his wife that he wants to divorce, a text, a sefer, a document of divorce. Tosfos maintains that it's only going to work if it's sefer echod, if it's one document. But if, for some reason, the sofer would write up and the husband would administer shnayim o shlosha sfarim, more than one, that activity would invalidate the gerushin process, because, as the pasuk says, she's only supposed to receive one document, sefer kerisus, one document. And therefore, if she's given, for some reason, more than one document, it will be invalid. That's what Tosfos maintains in Sota Yud Ches. The question, of course, is, as we're bringing it up on this Mishnah, is that we have a case here where the woman is being given two gittin, and it's going to work. The Mishnah clearly says it's going to work. How could that be? And the Shagas Aryeh answers that this Mishnah is not a disproof to Tosfos' rule. Tosfos' rule is you can't give two gittin at once and have it work, only one at a time. The reason it's not a disproof from our Mishnah, even though you're giving two gittin at once and it works, is because clearly one of the gittin you're giving to this woman is not a get for her. And therefore, it's no different than giving her a get and giving her a can of Coke at the same time. It's totally irrelevant, and it's not a violation of this rule, sefer krisus, one document and not two. The second document is totally irrelevant. And that's why it works in our Mishnah. And this is presumably what Rabbi Akiva Eiger wanted to let us know by making reference to this Shagas Aryeh in Rosh Hashanah, that our Mishnah will not be a contradiction to that rule of Tosfos. Only one get should be given to the woman and not more than one. You will probably wonder what would be the application of such a concept, that someone wants to give her two gittin at once. It takes enough effort to write one correctly. Why in the world, writing this by hand, would someone be writing a second get and giving it to her? That Tosfos has this rule, so Tosfos has the rule. If it's a rule, it's a rule. It's important to know the rule. But would it have any application on a practical level that someone would actually be wanting to do this, and we have to tap them on the shoulder and tell them not to do it? And the answer is that there is actually such a case. In Simen Kuf Chaf Tes, Se'if Yud Tes, we are told of a case where we're giving two gittin to a woman. The case would be that we're a bit unsure of how to write up the names of the husband and wife. They had a nickname, but it's no longer in use, etc. A person is called to the Torah one way, their legal name is a different name. Usually we try to be machria, we issue a ruling, we decide what is the person's name, and we just write one get. But sometimes it is indeed so delicate that we're stuck and we have to write two gittin to make sure that she's definitively divorced. One get is written the way we're most confident, and the other get is written to accommodate a serious concern that the get might have to be written in a slightly different way. If you now have two gittin in front of you, says the Mechaber, Yesh mi she'omer, there is an opinion, she'kishenosen shnei gittin le'isha, when you're giving two gittin to the same woman, lo yitin lo shneim bevas achas, you shouldn't give both of them at the same time, you should give one after the other. And one of the reasons for this rule is the Tosfos that we're making reference to, because it could be that both of the gittin are actually kosher, and you're giving her two gittin. You must not give her two gittin, two kosher gittin, at the same time. Again, going back to our Mishnah, it is not a disproof to this rule, because when you're giving this woman two gittin and it works, it's because one of them is clearly not her get. We're just not quite sure which one, so we're giving her both, but only one is the real get. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.